商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky?
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Crane 先生要和 Tate 女士商谈有关融资的最后决策。 Crane 先生将决定如何为他公司的扩展筹集资金。在上一次的会谈中，他已经排除了找寻合资经营伙伴的可能性。今天他要和 Tate 女士商谈究竟跟什么样的银行合作。我们这就去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边找寻这个问题的答案。想贷款的人得打电话给银行里的什么人？
You've limited your choices to either a commercial bank or an investment bank.
I definitely don't want a joint venture.
I don't blame you. Not at this stage.
I probably should check out a few banks.
Call and ask for a loan officer.
Make a cold call?
You don't need an introduction. Call them up.
And say what?
Give them your spiel.
Tate 女士首先根据上一次讨论总结出 Crane 先生倾向于哪些融资途径呢？
You've limited your choices to either a commercial bank or an investment bank.
她说，你已经把自己的选择范围局限于商业银行或者投资银行。我们接着听 Crane 先生的反应以及 Tate 女士的评论。
I definitely don't want a joint venture.
I don't blame you. Not at this stage.
Crane 先生明确表示自己不想合资经营。Tate 女士说这也难怪，并且加上一句 Not at this stage， 意思是在你企业的目前发展阶段，我完全理解你不要合资伙伴的想法。再听一遍 Tate 女士的话，并且听听 Crane 先生打算怎么做。
I don't blame you. Not at this stage.
I probably should check out a few banks.
Crane 先生用了短语 check out， 意思是查，所以他是说自己可能得查一查几家银行的有关情况。再听一遍这句话，并且听听 Tate 女士建议他该怎么着手。
I probably should check out a few banks.
Call and ask for a loan officer.
Tate 女士建议他打电话找 loan officer。Loan officer 是银行内负责贷款业务的工作人员。Crane 先生听了这个建议，有什么反应呢？
Make a cold call?
他说 ,make a cold call? 这是商界人士的特有说法，意思是打电话给素不相识的人接洽业务。Tate 女士听了 Crane 先生的话，怎么样鼓励他打消疑虑呢？
Make a cold call?
You don't need an introduction. Call them up.
Tate 女士说，打这样的电话并不需要引荐介绍，并且说 call them up， 来鼓励他打电话给他们。他在这儿用了非正式场合的美国口语中常用的 apostrophe em m 这个词，它是人称代词 them 的省略形式。我们再听一遍。
You don't need an introduction.Call them up.
Crane 先生要知道打电话的时候该怎么说。我们听听他俩的一问一答，但是先学个生词 spiel, S P I E L, spiel. Spiel 也是商界用词，它指商人推销或者说服对方的那套说辞。在这里具体指说明 Crane 先生的企业有能力扩展成功并且偿还贷款的话。
And say what?
Give them your spiel.
Tate 女士说，给他们搬出你那套令人信服的说辞吧。注意她又一次用了 them 这个词的省略形式 M。好，我们再听一遍这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Who does one call at a bank?
You've limited your choices to either a commercial bank or an investment bank.
I definitely don't want a joint venture.
I don't blame you. Not at this stage.
I probably should check out a few banks.
Call and ask for a loan officer.
Make a cold call?
You don't need an introduction. Call them up.
And say what?
Give him your spiel.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
Who does one call at a bank?
A loan officer.
佩特女士要 Crane 先生向银行使出推销自己的伎俩。而 Crane 先生想知道跟银行第一次电话联系的时候具体该谈些什么，该突出哪些方面才能说动银行把贷款给他公司。我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，想从银行贷款的顾客要打什么样的电话。
What do I say? Hi, how about a loan?
Tell them you're a growing company in an emerging market, and...
And maybe we can do some business together.
Put it that way, and arrange a meeting.
Then I'll see what they have to offer.
And see who's willing to negotiate.
Negotiate?
A deal works two ways, you know.
I hate making cold calls.
Crane 先生希望 Kate 女士具体指点他跟银行的贷款业务员打电话的时候该说什么，如何措辞。我们再听一遍他怎么问 Kate 女士。
What do I say? Hi, how about a loan?
他开玩笑地提出这个说法。Hi, how about a loan? 他知道这样说过于随便是不得体的，然而他确实想知道该如何打开这个话题。再听一遍他的话。
What do I say? Hi, how about a loan?
我们接着听 Tate 女士建议她该怎么样向银行开口。Crane 先生听了得到什么启发？先写个生词 ,emerging, E-M-E-R-G-I-N-G, emerging. Emerging 解释为新兴的，所以 emerging market 就是新兴市场。
Tell them you're a growing company in an emerging market, and...
And maybe we can do some business together.
Kate 女士建议她该突出本公司发展潜力大这一点，告诉银行他们是在新兴市场里不断壮大的一家公司。Crane 先生顺着这条思路接口说出下面得说的一句话，也许我们可以在业务上进行协作。他话里的 do some business together...是概括性的说法，还没提到贷款这个具体问题。再听一遍。
Tell them you're a growing company in an emerging market and...
And maybe we can do some business together.
Tate 女士觉得 Crane 先生这种概括性的说法好吗？
Put it that way and arrange a meeting.
她说 Put it that way and arrange a meeting. 意思是就这样说。他还建议 Crane 先生得约银行面谈。我们往下听 Crane 先生提出的下一步。
Then I'll see what they have to offer.
他说，接着得看银行的贷款业务员能提供什么贷款条件了。他的意思是，不同的银行可能会提出不同的条件。我们继续听 Tate 女士的补充。
And see who's willing to negotiate.
这句话里的 see 相当于Find out. 整句话的意思是了解哪家银行乐意商谈贷款条件。在做劝告的时候，常常可以用 see 来表示 find out or learn. 我们再听一遍刚听过的两个例子。
See who's willing to negotiate.
Then I'll see what they have to offer.
要是做劝告，第二句话也可以那样说。
See what they have to offer.
再听几个进行劝告的类似例子。
See who is willing to do business with you. See see when they want to meet.
我们回到他俩刚才的谈话中来，听 Crane 先生对和银行商谈的劝告做什么反应。
Negotiate?
这个指一个词的问题的含义是，你认为我真可以和银行的贷款业务员商谈条件吗？听听 Tate 女士怎么提醒他。
A deal works two ways, you know.
他说，要知道谈生意是两方面的交易。这话的意思是，交易双方都有灵活的余地来调整成交的条件。换句话说， Crane 先生可以跟银行的贷款业务员商谈，争取他们给予更多的优惠，以便达成协议。再听一遍这句话和 Crane 先生的反应。
A deal works two ways, you know.
I hate making cold calls.
看来 Crane 先生听了 Tate 女士的这些提示，已经在考虑跟银行的贷款业务员打电话接洽了。然而他实在不喜欢打电话给陌生人，所以又提到了 making cold calls， 表示自己讨厌打电话找素不相识的人。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What kind of call will the client make?
What do I say? Hi, how about a loan?
Tell him you're a growing company in an emerging market, and...
And maybe we can do some business together.
Put it that way and arrange a meeting.
Then I'll see what they have to offer.
And see who's willing to negotiate.
Negotiate?
A deal works two ways, you know.
I hate making cold calls.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
What kind of call will the client make?
A cold call.
Crane 先生那么讨厌打电话找陌生人接洽业务。于是 Tate 女士建议她先跟熟识的银行去谈。我们继续参加他俩的讨论，听听他们认为首先要跟谁接洽贷款事宜，同时想一想这个问题：为什么 Crane 先生倾向于从商业银行贷款？
Start with the people you know, like those at your own bank.
I'm leaning toward a commercial bank anyway.
Remember, banks want to loan money to people who don't need it.
I think I can interest my bank in financing my expansion.
Because you already have a relationship?
Sure, we're joined at the hip. That's the kind of partner I want now.
When you get bigger, you can have all kinds of relationships.
When I get bigger, I won't be looking for financing. They'll come to me.
Tate 女士听了 Crane 先生前面的话 I hate making cold calls 提出了什么建议呢？ Crane 先生进而又做什么明确表示了呢？
Start with the people you know, like those at your own bank.
I'm leaning toward a commercial bank anyway.
Tate 女士马上建议她先跟自己目前使用的银行里的熟人谈。 Crane 先生以前说过他跟商业银行已经建立了关系，所以立刻表示自己还是倾向于商业银行，可见他认同了 Tate 女士的提议。这里他又用了以前学过的短语 lean toward， 倾向于。再听一遍这句话，并且听听 Tate 女士又提出了什么。
I'm leaning toward a commercial bank anyway.
Remember, banks want to loan money to people who don't need it.
Tate 女士提醒说，要记住，银行喜欢把资金贷给那些资金并不紧缺的人，其中的原因是这样的人能偿还贷款。这句话里的 loan 是动词借贷。 Crane 先生听了他的提醒说什么呢？
I think I can interest my bank in financing my expansion.
他认为他能使他的银行愿意贷款为他的公司扩展集资。他话里的 financing 是 finance 这个动词的动名词，动词 finance 含义是为什么集资。请注意这句话里的 interest someone in doing something， 意思是 使某人有兴趣或者愿意做某事。再听一遍。
I think I can interest my bank in financing my expansion.
记住 interest someone in 后面只能用名词或者动名词。再听几个例子。
I think I can interest my bank in giving me a loan.
I think I can interest my partner in helping me.
I think I can interest my client in working with me.
我们来练习用 interest someone in 这个结构。请听了一句话以后，就用 I think I can interest someone in 这个句型来复述这句话。说完了再对照一下我们提供的答案。
I think my bank will work with me.
I think I can interest my bank in working with me.
I think my client will work with me.
I think I can interest my client in working with me.
I think my partner will work with me.
I think I can interest my partner in working with me.
I think my bank will finance my expansion.
I think I can interest my bank in financing my expansion.
我们回到他俩的讨论中来，听 Tate 女士推测 Crane 先生的银行愿意为他公司扩展集资的原因。
Because you already have a relationship?
他说，那是因为你已经和银行建立了关系吗？ Crane 先生觉得他的说法对吗？
Sure, we're joined at the hip. That's the kind of partner I want now.
Crane 先生认为 Tate 女士的话没错，并且说 We're joined at the hip. 习惯用于 be joined at the hip. Be joined at the hip 意思是有不可分割的牢固关系。 hip is spelled H-I-P。 Crane 先生接着表示，他目前正需要这种关系深厚的协作伙伴。再听一遍 Crane 先生的话，并且听听 Tate 女士的见解。
Sure, we're joined at the hip. That's the kind of partner I want now.
When you get bigger, you can have all kinds of relationships.
Tate 女士认为 Crane 先生的公司一旦发展了，他就会有各种类型的协作关系。再听听 Crane 先生怎么样展望企业发展后的前景。
When I get bigger, I won't be looking for financing. They'll come to me.
他说，公司要是发展了，我就不用主动去找银行集资，银行会找上门来了。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Why does Mr. Crane lean toward a commercial bank?
Start with the people you know, like those at your own bank.
I'm leaning toward a commercial bank anyway.
Remember, banks want to loan money to people who don't need it.
I think I can interest my bank in financing my expansion.
Because you already have a relationship?
Sure. We're joined at the hip. That's the kind of partner I want now.
When you get bigger, you can have all kinds of relationships.
When I get bigger, I won't be looking for financing. They'll come to me.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再和我们的应答对照一下。
Why does Mr. Crane lean toward a commercial bank?
He already has a strong relationship.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的谈话，复习一下学到的词句。
You've limited your choices to either a commercial bank or an investment bank.
I definitely don't want a joint venture.
I don't blame you. Not at this stage.
I probably should check out a few banks.
Call and ask for a loan officer.
Make a cold call?
You don't need an introduction. Call him up.
And say what?
Give him your spiel.
What do I say? Hi, how about a loan?
Tell him you're a growing company in an emerging market, and...
And maybe we can do some business together.
Put it that way, and arrange a meeting.
Then I'll see what they have to offer.
And see who's willing to negotiate.
Negotiate?
A deal works two ways, you know.
I hate making cold calls.
Start with the people you know, like those at your own bank.
I'm leaning toward a commercial bank anyway.
Remember, banks want to loan money to people who don't need it.
I think I can interest my bank in financing my expansion.
Because you already have a relationship?
Sure. We're joined at the hip. That's the kind of partner I want now.
When you get bigger, you can have all kinds of relationships.
When I get bigger, I won't be looking for financing. They'll come to me.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。 今天要聊的话题是怎么样表示赞赏或者赞同。上一次我们学了同意成交的那些话。
Glenn, you've got a deal.
You won't be sorry.
今天要说的是另一类表示赞赏或者赞同的话。
Glenn, the terms of this deal are good for everyone.
I'm glad you think so. I agree with you.
他对协议条款表示赞赏。Glenn, the terms of this deal are good for everyone.
他也可以这样说,表示赞同。I
approve of the terms.
再听个对一项提议表示赞赏的例子。Your
proposal is excellent.
Thanks. I spent a lot of time on it.
第一个人对这个提议表示赞赏。Your
proposal is excellent.
第二个人向他答谢,并且做了点补充。Thanks,
I spent a lot of time on it.
再听个例子。Paul,
that new employee is very good.
Thanks, I trained him well.
第一个人表示赞赏那名新雇员。Paul,
that new employee is very good.
Paul 感谢他的赞扬,并且补充说自己把他训练得很好。Thanks.
I trained him well.
再听个例子。The
designs were approved this morning and sent to the president.
Thanks. I hope he likes them.
第一个人说,今天上午设计得到认可,并且成交总统了。The
designs were approved this morning and sent to the president.
第二个人致谢之后,表示希望总统喜欢那些设计。Thanks.
I hope he likes them.
一般说来,听到别人表示赞赏的话,得向他致谢,然后适当的加上句评论。Miss
Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈,听听Tate女士和另一位顾客商讨 如何保护知识产权的问题。我是伟伟，这个节目由Lucky博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。这个商业英语会谈时间节目播出以来，得到广大听众朋友的喜爱。我们衷心感谢大家的热情支持，同时希望各位跟我们谈谈您的学习体会或者困难，是我们能更好地为您服务。 您有几种办法和我们联系。首先,您可以写信,来信请寄香港邮政信箱86231号,或者北京邮政信箱91721号,邮政编码100600,来信请写明英语教学娓娓收,这样我们能更快地收到您的信。 您也可以在星期一到星期五晚上10点半到11点之间打由我们付款的热线电话，号码是202-401-1383。我们盼望听到您的声音，看到您的来信。谢谢收听这次节目，我们下次再见。